Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Happy National Milk Chocolate Day.
Showtime.
Milk chocolate's good anytime.
Yeah. Any. And you also know that when it comes to dark chocolate, the key to making it taste like milk chocolate is to throw it out.
Wow.
And get milk chocolate.
Right. Dark chocolate is so good.
Yeah, I like it's good in smaller quantities. And
yeah.
It's good if you're maybe making something with it, like, adding it to ice cream or doing something else with it.
Yeah, a little less sweet. That's why I like it.
Yeah, I wanted to jump on here a little early because those of you maybe taking off Thursday and Friday, taking a long weekend, maybe going to the beach, have a beach weekend. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
Don't let this happen to you. A woman bought a bikini with little pineapple designs on it because she liked it.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
Also got her husband a pair of swim trunks with the same pineapple design on them.
Oh, matching.
She thought they'd be cute.
It sounds like chasing his wife.
I know. It does sound like something like that. And everybody was being really, really nice to them at the beach. And they were wondering, wow, what's with everybody? Is this a post-COVID thing? Turns out that she found out that pineapples on your swimsuit means you're a swinger who's looking to hook up.
Yep.
What?
It's like the pineapple in the shopping cart.
It is. That's right. It's like the pineapple in the shopping cart. It's a signal that you're a swinger and you want to hook up. So be careful. If you're on a cruise, that's even worse. You're trapped on a ship with those people.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
This is perfect. Come
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning. Just a hair past 6 o'clock. Good morning.
Glad you're here. Come back to bed.
Hot already. Just hot already. Just you walk out, it's like, oh, you kidding? Last night at almost 10 o'clock, it was 85 degrees.
I believe it.
That's when I went for a walk.
85 last night. Right now, it's
at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
I was in bed. God bless walking at 8 o'clock.
Sunny, 95 today, 95 again tomorrow. Look, when it's sunny and 95 here, that heat index is about 100.
You remember that level in Mario where the sun is trying to kill you?
No.
That's basically the next 2 days.
Ew, why do you have to tell me that?
Yeah.
I need a pool really badly.
You need a friend with a pool.
I want a pool. I don't need a friend with a pool. I can take care of it myself.
Well, this summer, did you know there's a lot of issues going on with chemicals? Not like those 3-inch tablets you get.
Why do you ruin everything?
They are so expensive right now.
Why do you ruin everything?
Well, you know.
They're expensive. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just expensive.
And they're hard to find. They're sold out.
Well, everything is like that here lately because everybody's mooching up on everything because we're all just bored. We're all over the pandemic being stuck at home. We're just mooching up on everything now.
And now people worried about maybe we're going to get locked in again with all this. What was the CDC press conference yesterday?
Oh, that was, they said they recommend all vaccinated people indoors in certain areas, which is most, to wear masks now. But,
it never ends.
Gov Coop said that he is not going to reinstate the mask mandate.
But he's now.
For now.
Yeah.
Y'all, can we just fast forward to when all this crap is over, please? I'm sick of hearing it. I know everybody else is. I'm sick of hearing it.
I saw someone in the building the other day who works here. It had been so long since I'd seen them. I was like,
hello?
It was like seeing an old friend that you hadn't seen in like 20 years. How are you, man?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Haven't seen you since high school.
It was that kind of a meeting. I was truly shocked when I saw him walk around the corner. He was like, wow. He goes, I'm only coming in one day a week.
Attaboy.
I'm gonna come in on Monday. That's all.
That's good.
Had on sandals and socks.
Oh no! I can't wait to hear who this was.
I think I know who you're talking about. And if it's that person, then obviously let them buy.
Yeah,
just let them go.
It's got a permanent 100% lifelong pad. Just go for it, man. Do what you want. Yeah, I was so surprised to see him. So there's some people still that I haven't seen in well over a year because they have yet to come back to the office.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm sure you're like that too. Are there people that you haven't seen that you're like, you know, how are they doing?
Yeah.
I wonder how they've changed.
Well, that's what Facebook's for.
There's someone who works here that I saw a picture of on Facebook who was almost unrecognizable to me.
What?
I'm sitting here trying to think about who I haven't seen. I don't even know who works here anymore at this point.
I saw someone on Facebook and I had to blow the picture up. They look so different than when the last time I saw them.
Hair color, weight loss?
Everything.
Wow.
Everything. Now, and again, it's not a full body shot. It's probably waist up, but I'm like, they look totally different to me now. It's been so long since I've seen them that they look like a different person.
You know, I'm sitting here regretting everything about the pandemic. Like, I'm like, I could have come back here snatched. I could have looked like I did pre-baby body.
Smoking hot.
And I came back fatter than I left.
See, that's the thing. You think that you have the willpower
to
get behind closed doors by yourself, left alone, and exercise and do things like that, but you don't.
Well, I did good up until Christmas, and then I said, well, screw it. Never went walking again and never stopped eating
Well, that's a license. That's the thing. People use that as a license. As soon as Halloween comes, that begins the eating season.
You start out hard with the candy.
Yeah. And you're like, eh, it's wintertime.
Wish I'm gonna be fighting Frank tooth and nail for that candy.
Kids, just a heads up. It's 44 days until the unofficial end of summer, and then right around the corner is Halloween.
And if you're afraid you're not going to get your decorations, and you're afraid you're not going to have everything you need by the big day, Big Lots has already got you covered. They've got their Halloween decorations ready to go.
Good for them.
I'm sure Dollar Tree does too.
get your pumpkins. Get your plastic pumpkins now.
I used to drink till I got drunk. My fault.
That song, Matt Stell, That Ain't Me No More. I really think that's his best one so far. What a lot of talent. Again, a great guitar player, a great singer, and super tall.
Nice guy. Really is.
Ladies love the tall guys.
Yeah, tall guys have got it going on. Sure. It's like Stacy's mom. Hey, you think it's going to be hot here today? Let me give you some perspective.
Oh, no.
The hottest place on the planet yesterday was, as usual, Death Valley, California, with an actual temperature reading of 112 degrees. That's with the sun beating down on you in the middle of the desert.
Hey,
that sounds like the perfect name.
No, it isn't. It's like standing in the door of an oven. I've been in Arizona on the 4th of July. There's nothing worse than that.
I believe it.
Awful.
You said like an oven door. I'm just imagining like getting out of your car in Death Valley and like my brutal contacts, like, you know, singed to my eyeballs and my mascara glues together like it does when I open up the oven.
Yeah, the contact melts to your pupil. Yeah. The coldest temperature yesterday, the coolest, crispest place on earth, was about 9 miles south of Albany, Wyoming. The place doesn't even have a real name. It was 35 degrees.
How?
Wow.
This is how it is out there, man. It gets dark overnight. It gets cold.
That's insane to me. Yeah. My friend's going to West Virginia this weekend, and she said that like Friday night, it's going to be like 50, 52, something like that. And I was like, what? 50 degrees?
There is a guy on Twitter that I just saw popped up. He posted from, how do you pronounce, Sioux County Regional Airport. He goes, granted, this is beside a cornfield, but the real field temperature yesterday, even about 10 hours ago, was 137.
Oh, that's awful.
You know, I'm going off this cornfield thing. Can you imagine living next to a cornfield? I would be scared all the time, especially at night.
Oh, you've seen too many horror movies.
What's coming through there?
Children of the Corn. There's Malachi.
And these movies where they're thinking it's romantic to run through corn.
No, that's not cute. You know how many snakes are in there?
And it's painful.
Ow.
If you step on a stalk from a stub on the ground from last year, you had it. Yeah, hot here today. Sunny today, 95.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
At U.S. Cellular.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Celebrities, they're just like us. They're real people just like us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
What do you got for us, Dale?
So J-Lo was forced to cancel a reservation in Saint-Tropez because Alex Rodriguez was already having lunch at her desired restaurant.
Oh, no.
Don't you hate that? Oh. That is so awful.
Is that really how you say that? What did you say?
Saint-Tropez. So okay. J-Lo had made a reservation at the same restaurant on the same day. Her assistant turned up to check to see that everything was okay.
Oh.
So you've got a reservation, and like same thing I do, I send my assistant to make sure that the reservation is. Don't you guys
as
do
you
that?
Do.
Yeah,
it was my assistant Siri, because that's about as far as it's going.
Well, when the assistant got to the place, A-Rod was there having lunch.
You done messed up, A.A. Rod.
She immediately grabbed her cell phone and alerted J-Lo to the fact that A-Rod was in the restaurant, and the reservation was quickly canceled.
Oh, no.
I thought they were... I've been reading my People magazine. I get one for free in the mail. Don't know where it came from. Thank you, whoever sent it to me. Anyways, I've been reading up. They're supposedly still friends because their kids are friends.
And it's not going to happen. Not in that situation.
Wow.
Can't be having lunch together in the same place.
Awkward ex situation.
Well, you're probably going to get a lot of paparazzi photos at that point, too.
Which made me start thinking, how about how many awkward ex encounters have people had where you encountered your ex unexpectedly in a situation and it did not go well? Or maybe it did go well. But I want to hear about the awkward situation.
Here we go.
This ought to be good.
Yeah.
One of them, this one just popped in my head. I'm trying to clean it up as best I can. Long story short, we were out having dinner with the current person I was with, and the ex happened to work at the restaurant, which I had forgot about.
Oh, no. Was she on your table?
Yes.
Oh, no.
In which, as soon as I realized, I went, oh, hey, how you doing? Great. This is so-and-so, and how are things your way? Okay, that's cool. I'll have a water, and I'm going to leave.
Have a water and some saltines, and I'm out.
It was the most awkward
situation
I've ever been in.
I just thought about it. I have had a run-in. It's not like what I thought it would be, but I had lost a lot of weight a couple years ago, and I hadn't seen this ex since that happened. He was my long-term ex-boyfriend at that
point. And you're out doing hot girl stuff.
Well, I was at my own apartment doing hot girl stuff.
Hot girl summer!
And he ended up having to come by. I had something of his. I don't remember what it was. It was stupid. It was his stupid reason for coming by and seeing me.
I left my napkin over there.
Yeah. And so this was before I met Danny. This was kind of like when I was in limbo. So he stopped by and he looked at me. He goes, well, dang, don't you look good? I said, yeah. And you look like trash. You can get out now. Bye. He was the whitest trash piece of nothing ever. I don't even know what I ever did with him. But anyways, it was like one of those almost like revenge-y feeling too. I was like, yeah, I look good now. Screw you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, joke's on me now. I had a baby and I'm fat again, but here we are.
That's life. That's real life right there.
Stay positive.
How about you? Encounters with an ex. Want to hear about him? Text or call 680-WOLF.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon claim. But right now, I'm drunk on a plane.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 627. Uncomfortable encounters with exes. You accidentally run into them somewhere, stuff like that. 680-WOLF, Evan's on the phone, go.
So in high school, I was dating this girl, and then we break up, it was bad. And then in college, my friend saw I was still in a slump, so he set me up with a friend on a blind date. He wouldn't tell me anything about this girl, said it'd be perfect for me.
Right.
Day of the date comes on, I walk into the restaurant, I'm sitting down, in comes my ex. Yeah. And I'm like, oh God, who's she here to see? Oh. Turns out my buddy set me up with my ex.
No.
So we sat down and we're forcing small talk.
Yeah.
Because we broke up 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's just, it just ended on bad terms, man. And she just, I couldn't even finish dinner. I asked her if she can go. It was bad. She left in a huff, though.
She left in a huff.
I thought you said she left in a hot tub.
She left in a huff. I'm sure she did leave in a huff.
And he did the right move. He asked her to leave because he had to finish dinner.
Yeah. You ever run into your ex when they're with their new boyfriend?
And you're like, downgrade.
Again, I'm reminded of a story because you were talking about the restaurant with your ex. That happened to me with one of my, like my, I guess he wasn't really my high school sweetheart, but he was the high school boyfriend I had. He worked at Mellow Mushroom in Winston. And
pizza
the new
discount.
The new D-bag boyfriend I was with me and my family, and we went up to eat there, and the next thing you know, here he comes around the corner. And I'm just like, oh God. Because my heart's getting to beat, because I'm still like, kind of like.
Yeah, still like him.
Yeah.
Did the two guys know each other?
No. I always dated guys who lived in different places. Could never find a guy from Cartersville to date, so they were always in different cities.
Did he see you, or did you just see him?
Oh, and you know, my mom was like, oh, come here.
Let me see. Thank
she
you,
loved
Mom.
Him, too. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm dying
so
over
he
here.
Comes over and talking. Now, at that time, at any point, is it revealed that he was your ex-boyfriend in front of your new boyfriend?
No, because, again, this was another psycho I dated who just, you could even just breathe towards another guy, and he'd be like, ah!
Well, it would be just like your mom. Awkward encounters with an ex. How about you? Have you ever had one? You know what it's like. You run into him somewhere, grocery store, restaurant. Like Chase's story, he's in the restaurant with his new girlfriend, forgets that the old girlfriend works there. She ends up being the server.
Yeah, and then I thought I was going to be poisoned the whole time.
Well, that's when you gotta go. You have a drink and you leave. You just get out of there.
Yeah.
Gotta run. Sorry, can't be here. 680 Wolf, what do you think? Your stories. I got to find out about your stories. Now, sometimes it's beyond believable how awkward it is. And it's beyond believable the situation, like this situation.
Well, I had left my ex-husband, and he was refusing for a while to sign the papers. And he finally agrees to sign the papers and shows up with his new girlfriend. And then I show up there, and she's in the car, and I go, are you kidding me? She used to be my best friend.
Uh-oh.
So she gets out of the car, and she says, I didn't mean for this to happen.
Yeah, right.
It's like, you can get back in the car. So she got back in the car. We went in. We signed the papers, and I left. I was like, I am done.
I didn't mean for this to happen.
That's a twofer.
You can't choose who you love. You can't choose who you love.
Oh, trifling.
Bring your new girlfriend to sign the divorce papers. Dude, what is wrong with you? Man, that guy needs a beating. He needs a beatdown.
Yeah.
That is stupid at a level that I can't even describe to you. Honey, just hang on. I got to go sign the papers. I'll be back inside of an hour.
Stay in the car.
No, don't take them. Don't just.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? What an idiot. What a mindless idiot.
Okay, well, that might make me an idiot because one time I had to return something to an ex. It was some clock or something.
And you had the new girl with you.
You didn't do it.
And a new car.
Oh, no, man. The new car, that's just a good rub in the face. But, having the new girlfriend, why would you do that?
That's dirty. I hate things like that, man. That's exactly like Kernersville. You grow up, that's exactly like how it is with everybody over there. You're going to roll up with the new girlfriend, make the old one jealous.
Break up in a small town.
Ugh,
you know what it's like?
Story of my life.
Hey, listen, here's the reason, though. He did that because he's that together guy. You together all the time.
Yeah.
This is a guy who just made his wife's manicure appointment.
I am mind blown by this.
Pedicure.
And he made the appointment. She was asking on Facebook for good recommendations, and I asked Chase if she found a place. He goes, yeah, booked it for her for Sunday.
So did you yourself find the spot for her?
Yeah, I called and made the reservation.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, dude.
That's because she was at work.
You got to write the book. You've got to do it. You've got to write the book. It's unbelievable.
The book might make me throw up.
Booked it for. What else?
Okay. I think we need to back up here. The reason why I book everything and do everything is because she is my sugar mama.
Okay.
She makes the money in the household.
All right. If that's how you do it, that's how you do it. I get it. But man, you got to write the book. That's that whip. That's that whip cracking. Which you didn't know.
And she makes good food.
It's a good cook too. That's all right. Keeps my belly full. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday. We're good vibe, and only two more days until the weekend. I know it's hump day, but you can make it and get over it. Hey, listen to this. I love good stories. I love good kid stories.
Oh, yeah.
8 years old. Now, as I tell this story, keep in mind, 8 years old. His name is Jesse Starr, and he lives in Missouri. And he had a prize hog that he sold for $19,000 to raise money for a sick little friend named Claire.
Aww.
She was diagnosed with a brain tumor that appeared to be terminal back in 2020. Jesse says no. He sold the hog to a woman, and then she sold it again to raise more money.
Wow.
So she buys it, turns it around, sells it for more money, and get this. The latest MRI shows Claire's tumor is shrinking.
Good. Yay. What's going to happen is they're probably going to grow up, have a family together. It's going to be the perfect family.
Oh.
That's one of those, you know, God says, hey, look at this little 8-year-old kid.
Kids are so much nicer than humans, like adults.
Kids and dogs.
Stop. Don't even say it.
Kids and dogs.
Kids are better than humans. I got it.
I got a good kid story, too. Mom brag moment on my little Franklin.
Here we go.
You know how I told you about he was cruising? He delivered the newspapers to the neighbors, and one lady stopped by and said, oh, that's who delivered my newspapers. You know, I've told you all that. Well, somebody else has showed up. Driven by, I don't know how it worked out, but a gentleman that lives in the same neighborhood as my in-laws, that Windfall neighborhood in Kernersville, stopped to say he appreciates Frank so much, dropping his paper off at his door. Another person whose day has been made by my baby boy's generosity and just being so darn cute, y'all. How precious is that? My little baby just cruising up on his convertible and dropping off the newspaper at their door.
Frank slides in on two wheels and says,
hi, dog!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we've all had this feeling. You drive by a police officer, they pull out.
Oh, yeah. They're waiting. They're ready to go. They're coming for you.
And they pull you over.
Yep.
Oh,
your turn.
Cringe. Heart drop. I get it. They're doing their job. But this happened in Denver, Colorado. People who had broken taillights, they'd pull them over. Instead of giving them tickets, they handed out $25 gift cards to help people fix them.
Isn't that awesome? What state was this in?
Denver, Colorado. And Advanced Auto Parts helped make it happen by supplying 100 of those gift cards.
Man, look at that. There's a good corporate citizen right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's good community relations. I mean, that's a win-win-win.
I have an idea, and that paid off.
Yeah.
Man, that is awesome. What a great story, man. I love hearing stories, you know. Good cop stories are great, too, man. Love hearing it. Love it. Wake up with the Wolf Show. If blank was an Olympic sport, I'd win the gold medal.
Okay.
Go around the horn here. How about it, Chase? You'd win the gold medal if blank was an Olympic sport.
Random nerdy facts.
Yeah, probably right.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go with
that. Weather.
Yeah.
Or I'd say wife pleasing.
Right.
He'd win the gold for sure.
Well, we'll see.
I know we kid about this a lot, buddy, but if I had a hat on, I'd take it off to you.
Hats I may on. Win the gold in your book. it all comes down to what the wife wants to decide.
Buddy, right now, you're up on the middle pedestal with it hanging around your neck, singing the national anthem. You've won. Real. You're done.
You made her own pedicure appointment.
It's incredible, dude.
Y'all,
he lays her pajamas out on the bed at night.
You guys made a joint eye appointment that you made for you guys.
Incredible.
You wear matching outfits.
That's why you win the gold, man. If pleasing the wife, to use your term.
The wife.
If pleasing the wife, that's the Olympic event, you win the gold medal. Congratulations.
Okay.
Just say you're welcome.
In your eyes, thanks. Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Annie, over to you. If blank were an Olympic sport, I'd win the gold medal.
Getting drunk!
No,
that's right.
No. I'm sure there are people that outdrink me. There are so many things I feel like I could win a gold medal for.
Organizing?
But organizing. organizing takes
a cake. I knew
she
was going to say it.
Like, if you want something reorganized and then reorganized again, let me know. Dale had this great plan.
I have a great idea for a show.
And it got me, like, excited and pumped. I'll be the first contestant.
You have three rooms. They're a total disaster. Over here in this area, back here, you have all the organizing supplies you might need.
Aww.
It's a challenge. Who does the best job the fastest organizing these rooms is the winner of the contest.
That gets me pumping.
Do you have a name for that show?
Not yet, but I just thought, what a great idea. I got to be honest with you. Even if I did come up with it, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea. And the Container Store could totally be the host of it.
Yes, they could sponsor the whole thing.
I am down for that.
So good.
But yeah, I would definitely, talk about organizing. I have literally reorganized the same space multiple times. I love to throw out and reshuffle and make it all look pretty.
Does it stay that way at your house?
Yeah, because I'm the one who touches everything.
Yeah. I want to see some pictures of like your spice rack or
Talk to me about my cabinets.
I want to see your pantry.
I don't have a pantry. That's my biggest thing. All I want to do is organize a pantry and I don't have one.
Hey, I found pre-made pantries that you can go by Lowe's Hardware and get.
What?
They're already
Googling now.
So anyway, Chase wins the gold medal in wife pleasing, already on the middle pedestal, singing the national anthem, holding the roses. It's done. With her, it's organizing. I'd say with me, it's eating.
Yeah, no doubt.
Proud of you.
Gold medal. I've been to so many places. I've eaten at so many places. Gold medal.
And you've never let me down on a place.
That's right, because I got eat cred. How about you? 680 Wolf.
You know I'd fall apart without you always be wanted.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. If blank were an Olympic sport, I'd win the gold medal. Going over to social now.
Yeah, Beverly Davis said hers would be staying awake very late.
Okay.
I think that's a lot of people.
Oh, I could be napping. Napping's a good one.
Yeah, still, you can't beat the wife pleasing.
No. All right. Not at all. Eileen Plummer said she'd win for the couch potatoes. I guess she's...
I'm with you, girl.
She's a lounger.
I'll get the bronze on that if you get the gold.
I see Hannah Swaney says Fruit Ninja. If you ask Danny, he'd probably say Candy Crush.
Okay. All right. Danny, a Candy Crusher?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, we went to Dave and Buster's on Sunday, and he saw a giant Candy Crush. He was like, he ran over to it to play it.
Did he do good?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention. I hate Candy
she
Crush.
She was hammered.
No, I wasn't. We had our kid. Anita Blue says procrastination. She'd take the gold in.
Yeah.
My mom, too. Sorry, Mom. If she can do it tomorrow, she's going to. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow never comes.
Yeah. Tomorrow's a great day to do anything.
Yeah. Lana Leonard is going to put a run for her money against me because she said talking. And I'm pretty sure I could probably out-talk her. That might be another one for me, too.
Yeah.
I'm exhausting. I know, fellas.
There's a lot of people out there that could be contender for that.
My father-in-law, he don't ever shut up.
He's a pro.
I like people who say, some people said napping. I appreciate them being the nappers. That's one of my best friends, Sarah. She's a napper all day long.
And the problem is I lay down to take a nap, and I don't know what's wrong. I'll nod off for, a minute and then wake back up. Or as soon as I go down, if I don't turn my phone off, phone rings or something.
William Betzcon says he would win the gold in.
Okay, well, I know what he's talking about.
Sure, overcompensating.
Yeah, probably. And lastly, my favorite one from Harold Irby. He would win the gold in passing gas.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Go, Harold.
Harold, there's a lot of guys going to be in contention for that. Don't be too overly confident.
Happy birthday! at all the local celebrities of the triad celebrating today. Let's get wild on a Wednesday, shall we? Trent Robertson of Trinity, Sean McFarlane of Greensboro, Steve Collier of Walkertown, Stephen Britton of Lexington, Winnie Poplin of Winston-Salem, Jimmy Humble of Randleman, Brooke Harris of Stoneville, Jessica Owens of Burlington, Donald Thompson of Liberty, and Kristen Sykes of High Point. You share your birthday with Soulja Boy, who is 31. Lori Loughlin is 57. Is she celebrating in prison?
No, she's out.
She's out.
She is out. She's back to making movies.
Hallmarks. Yeah. Probably not.
What a nice, cushy life. Elizabeth Berkeley is 49, and Afro Man is 47. I'm sure we all know what he's doing today to celebrate. If you'd like to get your birthday on our shout-out list, go to 931wolfcountry.com. You can also send us a DM, Facebook, and Instagram at 931thewolf. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
It was your country song.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Law and Order time. It's the little things that always get you caught. Mm-hmm. Not the so much the big stuff, but the little things. You got to pay attention to the details. This 31-year-old guy named Justin Buscino recently got pulled over in Western Massachusetts for a messed up license plate.
Mm.
Make sure your tags are right. That's the, don't make sure your tags are right. Don't speed. Don't run stop signs.
Right.
It was a temporary plate with such bad handwriting they couldn't make out the numbers, so the cops pulled him over. Turned out the car wasn't registered, and his license had been revoked. But that's the least of his worries, because while he was being arrested, they found drugs in his pockets. Uh-oh. Gotta be more drugs in the car, right?
Mm, yeah.
So they searched the car, and that's when they found the family-sized box. I'm talking about the Costco super-duper giant-sized Frosted Flakes box. You know that double box where you get the one box, but it's got two big sleeves in there of the cereal? Well, there weren't any Frosted Flakes in the box. There was one big bag of cocaine inside and over 3,000 tiny bags of heroin prepackaged and ready to sell.
That's the kind of breakfast that jumpstarts your day.
Jeez. They also found a purse packed with even more drugs.
Wow.
Guy in the passenger seat, he also got arrested because he also had
association.
Drugs, but he had drugs on him too.
Oh, okay.
Both facing multiple drug trafficking charges.
Wait, who the purse belong to? Is there a female driving?
There was a purse in the car. No female in there, but a purse
sketchy
in the car.
Do you know how great Frosted Flakes are? Just have those in the morning.
It's a lot more legal.
Here's the photo.
My.
Here's the giant box. Here's the prepackaged Coke.
Oh, and I see a little bit of Frosted Flakes just to cover the top to try to disguise it.
Yeah, well, it's like using coffee grounds when you're smuggling Coke on the shipping containers. You got to put that in
there. Let me take notes.
Throw off the dogs, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah. Anyway, this guy's done. Cops have the drugs. 3,000 little tiny baggies ready to go.
Mm.
You thank goodness they caught him. That stuff is deadly.
They're going under the jail.
Good.
Never been one.
And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
Let's start out on a good note, shall we? On this date in 1900, Louis Lassing's his name. He invented the hamburger.
Oh, what a good man.
Let me tell you something, man. That was stroke of genius.
Look at it now.
Really?
Man.
And all the burger joints, all the different types of burgers.
All because one guy said, let me take this hamburger patty and slap it between two pieces of bread.
Put some cheese on it. Well, for Dale, no cheese.
No cheese.
Well, no cheese for me, but hey, man, I love me a burger.
And then put bacon on it. All right, I'm going down a spiral. Got to move on. Let's update it. As of 8 a.m. this morning, the Olympic medal count, in case you're following along, because remember, when it's 8:24 right now, that means it's 9:24 Tokyo time at night. Mm-hmm. So they're basically wrapping up everything. Everything happens overnight.
Before you get there, is everything we're watching already happened?
It depends. For instance, some of the stuff at the beginning, at the 8 p.m. hour when it comes on NBC, is pre-recorded that happened overnight there. And then as we're watching it nighttime here, it's daytime there and it's live.
What am I watching during the day, though? Because at 4 o'clock yesterday, I was watching Diving with Women.
That's probably going to be a rerun.
Okay. Just curious.
Because that would be the middle of the night for them.
Okay.
So, yeah. If you're keeping track, medal count right now, we have a new leader. After all this time, we have a new world leader in gold medallions. Japan with 12 total, or 12 gold, 21 total. Number two, China with 11 gold, 25 total. And the U.S. is number three with 10 gold, 30 total.
USA! USA! U.S. I'm going to do it every day.
Yeah, well, hey.
Seems suspicious. Japan's number one, yet they're hosting it.
Conspiracy.
I think so. Big news yesterday. We talked about it late in the show because, of course, you've heard of it. It's been all over Twitter. Simone Biles is out. She was out at the team event yesterday, and now today confirmed this morning she is out of the individual all-around tournament due to, as they say, medical issues, which I believe she has basically come out and said that the weight of the eyes of the world on her has just mentally, she's just, I need a break.
I can't blame her. I cannot blame her. I mean, it's crazy that you would work all the way up to this point and then halfway through be like, I can't do it. But I you know, commemorate her for being honest with herself. And
take you a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because the other women that are on this team, they're all fantastic. You made it to Team USA for the Olympics.
Yeah.
You were all great. You were all fantastic.
And I think part of it probably knocked her down a couple notches when they took away, like they said they're, you know, going to score her not as high as she could be scored because it's ridiculous to score her for all her talents. It's so wild. That would knock me off, you know, not a high horse, but that would knock me down a few notches too. Like, wow, okay.
The difficulty in that sport, having to be at an expert level at multiple events.
Always have to be on, man.
It's unreal. It's unbelievable. They do superhuman things.
Yeah, and they're like, when they're doing these, what they call them, uneven bars, and they're going back and forth, and I don't catch this because I don't know to look for it, but the people on TV are like, her feet were an inch apart. They're going to subtract points so-and-so for that. Yeah. And I'm just going, how?
Why are you judging them for that? Look what they're doing up there. Half the judges can't even do what they're doing.
No. Still. Well.
Wild how we can judge people like that, huh?
So, yeah, I don't know. Today is National Milk Chocolate Day.
Mm.
Yes. By the way, you can make milk chocolate or dark chocolate taste like milk chocolate if you let it sit on your tongue for about 10 to 15 seconds. It'll change its flavor. Try it.
I just love dark chocolate. So. Okay.
All right. Chocolate in general. Whatever.
Yeah.
Milk chocolate.
Give me all the chocolate. Yeah. White chocolate.
Last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know that octopuses...
Is it octopuses or octopi?
I don't know, but I had a different word come to mind when I'm thinking plural.
I think it's octopi.
Well, I was going to say, when I looked it up, this website has specifically said octopuses.
Okay.
They could be wrong, but I'm not sure.
I don't know.
If you are a marine biologicalist.
Wow. Children listening, that's not how you say it.
Kids, I'm playing a part on a radio bit. This is all funny. Yeah. Octopuses are one of the most intelligent creatures on the planet, capable of solving complex puzzles using tools, escaping captivity, opening screw top jars, and stacking rocks to protect entrances to their dens. They are that smart.
Oh, I never thought of stacking rocks in front of my door to keep people out. I'm going to try that.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Every year, the State Troopers Association has a contest to determine the best-looking cruiser of all the 50 states. And North Carolina has won that contest a couple of times. And you can vote. It's one vote per device. And if you want to vote, they're doing it through one of those Survey Monkey things. If you just Google, you know, best looking cruiser 2021, it'll come up. I'll try to post up a link for you to go ahead and click. Again, it's one vote per device if you want to vote for the North Carolina State Highway Patrol cruisers to be.
But I think that, you know, you want to vote for North Carolina in this.
But obviously. What if you like something else?
But I think I'm going to have to vote somebody else.
Address your comments to Chase at 931wolfcountry.com.
Dale, did you get your vote in?
I did.
North Carolina?
Yeah, I just voted for North Carolina.
I don't know. There's some of them.
It's gotten tougher because all the states have upped their cruiser game.
Oh, yeah.
The Kentucky one.
I think they won last year. The Kentucky one won last year.
The Alaskan one was cool, too.
Alaska State Troopers, they got some good-looking vehicles, too. But if you want to vote for that, you can do it. Again, if you'll just Google, I'll put a link up later, if you want to do it now. And once you vote, remember, on your device, it will not let you back into that survey again. So it's trying to keep it on the up and up. But if you want to help the North Carolina State Highway Patrol win, then vote for their cruiser. And if you want to vote for somebody else, like Chase over here, like this
traitor.
As soon as I leave here, all the cops will be sitting outside. Just wait.
All of our trooper buddies out there right now are going, I'm on my way over to the Wolf right now.
Watch your speed on the way home, buddy.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Some things are just true. Like
opening up your hands.
All right. It's brand new Lee Rice. A memory I don't mess with. End of the show. Got to go. We've done all the damage we can do. Coming up next, Katie and Company.
And Cole Swindell. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Good,
I was thinking single Saturday night when I said his last name.
Okay, all right.
And today's going to be a great day for you to go out and have lunch on the blacktop.
It's National Hamburger Day. You can make it on the blacktop.
Sure could. You could. We should try to do that today. We should try cooking an egg on the pavement, see what happens.
All right. I bet we can do it.
Sunny, hot, 95 today. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Music brought to you by
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.